Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Savvy Time, the podcast. I am your host, Astrid Zacazetta, and on this podcast, I like to educate and motivate on topics relating to wellness, self-improvement, and the art of aligning, of staying connected to your truest self. When we face hardships, why do we victimize ourselves? If someone hurts us, something goes wrong, we could possibly lose our job, we fail a test, we get rejected by our dream job or even our dream school. Why do we pity ourselves? Why do we automatically ask ourselves, why is this happening to me? Or say, everyone is against me. I'm not good at anything. If someone betrays you, if someone betrays us, we possibly say, after everything I've done for them, they hurt me. That is victimizing yourself. Blaming others, blaming circumstances is victimization, whether we realize it or not. That's what we're going to be talking about today. When many or a few unfavorable things happen in life, people begin to develop a mentality that nothing ever goes right for them. And this doesn't apply to everyone. Some people do develop this, others they don't. But it's as if we suddenly forget all of the good and wonderful things that we have experienced. But when we get stuck in this loop of self-pity, self-victimization, this mindset can be very detrimental in allowing you to utilize your full potential. And I will tell you why. Real quick, we're going to do a self-reflection exercise. First, think about a time when you felt as if the odds were against you. How did you respond? Were you quick to negative self-talk, or did you encourage yourself? Take a moment and analyze, what was your behavior? What was your response to this situation? Usually when we victimize ourselves, it comes from a place of feeling powerless. Maybe you were betrayed. Someone you love dearly let you down. Someone you put all of your energy, time, attention, turned their back against you. A project, an idea you focused so much on got rejected. But sometimes it could be deeper than that. It could be trauma, and when you're in a situation of feeling powerless, it could be a trigger for you to automatically victimize yourself. And that's okay. Not everyone is going to think like you. Not everyone has your heart. Not everyone is going to comprehend you. So whatever others do may also have nothing to do with you. For example, if someone betrays you, if someone hurts you, makes fun of you, bullies you, belittles you, don't automatically say no one likes me or everyone hates me. Even if you feel as if that's how everyone feels about you, which is so untrue, don't ask yourself, why does this happen to me? Don't bring yourself down and say, I'm not worthy. No. Because in the external, something is already not working out in your favor. So don't contribute to it by turning against yourself. Instead, lift yourself up. Turn on your light. And if that bothers someone, give them shades and keep shining, because it's 2024. We are happy, we are healthy, we are prosperous, and we are blessed. And we are our own best friend, because we can't trust everyone out there nowadays. Anywho, moving on. Victimization also comes from a lack of confidence, a lack of self-confidence, a lack of emotional security within yourself. Self-talk can really build or destroy your confidence. Self-sabotage hurts the emotional security you have with yourself, because you are betraying yourself. You are letting yourself down. We also need to be aware that sometimes we may not be the problem, but sometimes we may be, because no one is perfect. If you receive criticism or advice, how do you respond to it? Do you avoid responsibility? Do you begin to negative self-talk and call yourself names? Do you make excuses? Do you get frustrated? Maybe you start thinking to yourself, or you start responding, I'm not good at anything, or why am I not good enough at this? Now, no one likes being criticized, and not many people like receiving advice either, because they most likely feel as if they're not capable of doing something, they want to believe that they know everything or are just simply not open to be to receive feedback. But you really have to watch how you respond to something. We are always going to go for what is comfortable. Our brains naturally choose that. It is human nature. So when we victimize ourselves, it gives us a sense of relief that it is not totally our fault, that there's nothing we can do. So I'll let it be and not take responsibility for my own actions. That's what happens when we victimize ourselves. It kind of makes us feel better. If you're stuck on something that happened in the past, that happened a long time ago, and you continuously blame others for the life that you're actively choosing to live right now, that is self-victimization. There are times when your behavior could have been different, but you chose to not seek any solutions, chose to avoid responsibility, not learn, not grow from it. And then you victimize and complain about your own choices and then bring yourself down for it and repeat the cycle. But all of that is something you have to look inward. You are the only one that can figure that out. And you are the only one that can figure out how to flip that, how to flip the script. Sometimes things just happen also. It wasn't your fault. It was out of your control 100%. It was out of anyone's control 100%, meaning that there was no room that anything could be done about it except how you respond to it. So you ask yourself, why me? Why is this happening to me? Truth is, you will possibly never know, never understand why, or it could be working out in your favor, you just don't know it yet. This is why it is so important to shift our perspective and ask, what is this teaching me? How is this helping me? Instead of bringing yourself down and asking yourself, why me? Why is this happening to me? And why am I suffering right now? Why am I going through this misery? Ask yourself, what is this teaching me? What am I learning from this? What am I gaining from this? You will most likely have more of a positive outlook toward it and learn something about yourself too. Because when something goes wrong in life, we learn something about ourselves. And that is just so wonderful. And to some people, I feel like it's underrated, but it's really such a beautiful thing. As I mentioned, it could be our fault. It cannot be our fault. It is different for everyone, which is what I want to specify. I want to kind of get into why victimization happens. So some people do this to manipulate others to get their way. That is something a person can work on if they want to, maybe seek professional help, but in my opinion, mainly soften their hearts, and that is all really just inner work. That's all I can say. Then there is someone who has been betrayed before. They don't know who to trust. People they trusted seemed as if they were the kindest, the purest, the most trustworthy person that they've known, and they were the complete opposite. Now, this leads to asking yourself questions and blaming yourself for not seeing the signs sooner or bringing yourself down for not being two steps ahead of them. If someone betrays you, that is a them problem. That is not a you problem. We can't blame ourselves for not thinking like a betraying person. Many people have a heart to not do that. But if you betrayed someone and make yourself the victim, that means that there is something that you would need to look inward to. Some people make sacrifices and they don't get anything in return, or it isn't acknowledged, appreciated. They're not appreciated for those sacrifices. That also can make someone self-victimize. If you're pouring so much into someone or something's cup and you're not getting anything in return, it is going to make you ask questions. But at the end of the day, you have to realize that you willingly chose to pour a certain amount. That person willingly chose to pour a certain amount. Now, there are some people who have experienced trauma, a lot of trauma, and they have been actual victims. And it can serve as a coping mechanism. It can just mean that because they faced many unfavorable circumstances, they don't know what to expect anymore, feeling a sense of hopelessness. In that situation, something that's more deeper like that, something that's deep as that. Definitely a professional could be needed to help cope. But that is what I wanted to say, that everyone is different. Everyone has a different life experience, and each person is a whole universe. When you find yourself in a position of actively making yourself the victim, ask yourself, is this serving me in any way? Majority of the times, that's going to be a no, because when you are in victim mode, you are feeling sad for yourself. Your brain is, in a way, keeping yourself enclosed in a box where there is no freedom to choose something else or no positive outcome, and everything, everyone is against you. It is the most comfortable thing to do. Blame someone else. The only person that can break you is you. What you allow to break you is what you are actively allowing to have power over you. It is so important to build an emotional safety net for ourselves. How can we show up for ourselves? How can we take the time to understand our emotions, to regulate our emotions? Most importantly, what can we do to empower ourselves? How can we encourage ourselves? When you are in a loop of constantly victimizing, I've said that word 1,000 times, but just bear with me. When you're in this loop, no matter what happens, it could be something small, it could be something big, it really doesn't allow us to see the blessings. Really, it doesn't. Think about a time that you have done this. Did you see blessings? Did you see opportunities? Did you see any good from it? Or did you only see bad, 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 bad? When we are in this loop, it doesn't allow us to seek alternatives, to look inward, to learn, to grow. The most beautiful thing that can happen when something goes wrong in life is learning the lesson. It's an extra layer that you discover and learn about yourself. When I face hardships, even though I don't like it and I prefer to be in better circumstances, I love the lesson that comes with it because I love discovering more about myself. Without doing so, you're going to stay in the same spot, repeat the same patterns, the same habits, not understand your triggers. But in order to grow, you need to get uncomfortable. Taking responsibility can be uncomfortable. Receiving criticism can be uncomfortable. Not getting things your way can be uncomfortable to some people. Healing can be uncomfortable depending what it is that you're trying to heal. But it is the only way that you will be able to step into another season of life that can open new doors for you. It is the only way that you can reach your full potential and maximize your potential. Now, I am definitely not saying to praise the bad things that happen. I'm definitely not saying that. But definitely going inward and seek why that specific situation triggered you to bring yourself down and to kind of turn yourself against you. And find out what you can do to heal it. How can you cope with it? In order to be happy, to be at peace, to heal, you need to shift your mindset and seek the blessing. Seek the opportunity. Seek the lesson. Can I learn from this? What is this teaching me? Those are questions that we should be, honestly, actively asking ourselves. We should always be asking ourselves those questions in when we're in the middle of a hardship, when we are facing adversity, when we are in just a bad spot in life, because no one is going to save us if we don't want to be saved. No one is going to save you if you don't want to be saved. I have been guilty of this too, and we all have. Me saying, oh, I've never done this before, I've never victimized myself, I would be completely lying because I've done it too. And I still do it sometimes, and I don't even realize. And then I catch myself, and I'm like, did I really just victimize myself? And then I just shift my perspective. Because at some point, we are all going to do it, even if we don't want to, because it is part of human nature. That doesn't mean we should keep that mindset because it's part of human nature, but it is our responsibility to choose what type of mindset we want. Do we want a victimization mindset? Or an empowered mindset? It is our choice. Our mindset has to align with the life that we want to live. if we want to be in the same spot that we are today, 10 years down the line, then just continue having the mindset that you have now. But if you want to be completely better, if you want to be happier, if you want to be more at peace, if you want to enjoy life more, then you are going to have to align your mindset to that life that you want to live in the future. So the mentality that we want to have, the mindset that we want to have, it is our responsibility. It is our choice. So this week's challenge, it's a little journal prompt if you would like to do it. It's, what does responsibility over my own life mean to me? I'm going to journal about this too because I haven't really put much thought into it. But it's just a really good question that I found with the affirmation that I'm going to share with you. And I think we should really think about this. What does responsibility over my own life mean to me? After you find that out, just find out what you can do to empower yourself. In the middle of bringing yourself down or victimizing yourself, what can you do? How can you automatically, how can you quickly flip the script to empower yourself? Moving on to the affirmation to help you face any challenges that you may have is, I am responsible for my own life. Because you are. You are responsible for your own life. You are responsible for the decisions that you make. The decisions that you make today is what you're going to see tomorrow. So you are responsible for your own life. So repeat after me. I am responsible for my own life. If you're facing any challenges, if you are about to just self-sabotage, bring yourself down, just repeat, I am responsible for my own life. Anyway, that is all I have for you today. I am so grateful for you joining me. If you enjoyed this episode or gained any value from it, please go ahead and share it with someone who might need it. Make sure to leave a 5-star rating so we can continue to grow our Savvy Time community. It takes less than 5 seconds. I will talk to you next time, and I hope you have a blessed and a prosperous day.